and mercies and love, we came once again to secure your help. For Bible says that vain is the help of man. We came to exchange our weaknesses for your strength. We came that you would take our sicknesses and give us health. That by your riches, our poverty will be taken away. Our confusion will be taken away for your peace. We just came to exchange the life of the world for your word. That your word will subdue us. That will be more like you. That we will think like you. That we will operate like you. That is our request, and that is our reason why we are here. That we will be more like you and none of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. So help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. The blessed and mighty name of Jesus. In my life. Let's take our seats in heavenly places.
Be lifted high in our world. Be lifted high in our Lord. Be lifted high.
Father, we thank you. Prepare our heart for your word. Bless your word. Let your word be a blessing to us. Lord, please speak through this vessel of clay. Give us comprehension and give us retentivity. In Jesus' blessed and mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We thank God for today. It's an awesome, blessed Sunday. And actually, today, in the Jewish calendar, we call it Rosh Hashanah. It represents, invariably, it represents the blowing of the trumpet, which one day the angel from heaven will blow and will be caught up to be with the Lord. It actually represents the rapture. Hallelujah. So as we are starting, because of the time difference, as we are starting service at this time, in Israel, they are actually about to blow the trumpet. Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, one day the trumpet will be blown and will be caught up to be with the Lord. You got to understand that these things that we talk about is no joke. You see, and it is not they that call themselves born again that will be caught up. It is they that are ready. Please, you got to understand, the rapture is not for Christians per se. The rapture is for believers who are ready. Hallelujah. And so we need to be ready. And how do we become ready? Bible said that watch and pray. Watch and pray. There are many things that we got to undo in order to be ready. To be ready means that you got to make yourself spotless and wrinkleless. Amen. And so one of the things that we always have to do is always to pray and say that, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Last night, I gathered some people here. I said, let us pray. What are we praying for? We are praying for the church. We are praying for the members. Lord, help every member. Anyone dealing with any weakness, anyone dealing with any addiction, anyone dealing with any... We are all vulnerable. That is why we need the help of God. Nobody is above the help of God. Hallelujah. The rapture is for those that are ready, not children of God. You have to understand that. Amen. Children of God have escaped the great white throne judgment. But the rapture is for those that are ready. You remember the parable of the 10 virgins? Yes. Do you remember that they were all virgins? I don't want to divert my message. But do you remember that they were all virgins? Yes. Oh, are you with me?
Yes.
Oh, you don't like this one?
No.
Papa, you said that you were going to talk about power careers. All of a sudden, you are trying to go into rapture, rapture, rapture. This rapture something to hallelujah, amen. You know, they were all virgins. They were virgins. Oh, they were 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And then the thing that made five wise were that they were ready. You see, to be ready makes you wise. You see, so we have to be ready. And the thing about this thing called the rapture is that yesterday I was so heavily convicted by the Lord. In the middle of the night, I summoned some people. I said, come, come, where are you? Carry this one, come. Here, you, come, come, come. And what did we do? We were praying because it will be so painful that after all is said and done, with all the investment of our time, our resources, our energy and everything, and then we will miss it. You see, and the rapture will be for 7 years. And the first 3.5 years, it will be like everything is going on well. And the next, if you challenge me, I'll preach rapture today. And the next 3.5 years, it is chaos. Bible says that it is a time that has never been, that will never be before. Yeah, chaos, trouble. There will be real torture and torment. You see, and the reason why it will be so is because the Holy Spirit would have been lifted. The Holy Spirit is the custodian of power and the break to evil. No matter what the enemy does, because of the presence of the Holy Spirit on earth, he can't destroy to certain limit. It's like the sea. It can come to the shore, it can come, but it will have to regress. Okay. Now, the Holy Spirit present on earth is the regressive power against evil. So the enemy can work to some point, but cannot cross certain boundaries. Now listen to me very well. But when the rapture happens, it is even the Holy Spirit that conveys our heart. When you do something and then your heart strikes you. Oh, Lord, why did I do that? It is not you. It is the Holy Spirit that convicted you. Do you understand? It is the Holy Spirit that when we preach to unbelievers, they can tear and say, oh, it is true. I need God in my life. It is the Holy Spirit that makes us born again. In fact, it is the Spirit that bears witness with our spirit that we are sons of God. Now, the Holy Spirit is on earth because of the believers. Please understand that the Holy Spirit is on earth because of the church. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Paracletos. You see, another like my kind. And he will be with you always to the end. Now, so when the church is raptured, the Holy Spirit is not raptured. It is the church that is raptured and the Holy Ghost will go with us. So when the Holy Spirit is raptured, there is no more. It's like a car without brakes. Now it is like evil without brakes. There are some demons. They are not yet on earth. They have been reserved for the time of great tribulation. They cannot be here now. They can't be here. You see? And that is why the other day, the prophet, I think Hosea was saying that when we were running with men on foot, you couldn't comply. How much more will you when we are running with horsemen? Now that the Holy Ghost is here, you see, even with all the Holy Spirit conviction and everything, how much more when the Holy Spirit is not here? You see, there will be so much wickedness. There will be, look at the wickedness in our days now. But when the Holy Ghost is taken away, the kind of wickedness that will be on earth, Bible says that it has never been and it will never be. You see? And that is why Bible says that nobody can. When Bible talks about people will not be able to be saved, that is what he's talking about. It is the Holy Ghost that gives us the conviction. Now, he's not here. Your heart is seared. You understand? Your heart is seared. And it is the Holy Ghost that gives us the, look at what Bible says. He said, in him we live and move and have our being. Now, the one that you live and move and have your being in is gone. So you are on your own. How would you make it? So today is a very significant day. As they blow the trumpet in Israel, it's a major, major, major event. It represents the rapture. How one day the angel, the archangel will come. And Bible says that he will appear in the sky. It will not be something that will be hidden. Like, oh, has the rapture happened? Everybody will know. Because Bible says that some people will see it in the night, some people will see it in the day, some people will see it in the morning. You see, the trumpet will be blown. And everybody will hear. Listen, when God looks at the globe, it is you. It is like you looking at the globe in my office. You see everything. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like spreading the atlas. The atlas. Children of today don't know what an atlas is. It's like spreading the atlas, the world map. on the ground, and then you watching it. So you can trace it from Africa all the way through here to Canada and then back to Australia within some seconds. You can. That is how God sees the world. Do you understand? So when don't say that, hey, we will be here in America. How can it be? Don't be myopic. We are infinitesimal when it comes to God viewing us. Praise the name of Jesus. The Bible said that the earth is his footstool. Huh? Amen. So look at that. For in him we live and move and have our being. So when he is lifted, what shall we do? You see, so let us prepare ourselves, brothers and sisters. We got to be very, very ready. Because everything that is showing, and you see, everything that is showing shows that the only thing that is remaining for the supper with the lamb, the bride and the bridegroom meeting is the rapture. That is the only thing that is left. When you read Matthew chapter 24, you realize that everything that the Lord said must happen before his coming, it is happening. The only thing that is left is the rapture. And the rapture can happen anytime because he gave us, he didn't tell us the time, but he told us the conditions. Okay? He said that there will be wickedness abounding, disobedient, children will be disobedient, men will be lovers of themselves. He said that without truth, affection, and so many things, everything has happened. So today, let it become a turning point. Yeah, let it become a turning point. Don't just be a virgin, be a wise virgin. Yeah, because they were all virgins. Five of them missed the coming of the bride. You see, and then five were ready. Five missed the coming of the bride. Five were ready. Yesterday, when I left here after the prayers and then I went home, I was like, Lord, I want to. I started having revision of my calling, revision of my work with the Lord, revision of so many things. Because it will be so painful when we have suffered and toiled and labored. All these fastings and prayers, all this coming for rehearsals, coming for church service. Hey, through winter, autumn, summer, wine, everything. We are here. And then we will miss it. It will be so painful. You see, it will be so painful. And when the rapture happens and you don't go, brothers and sisters, it will be terrific. One of these, I have to preach it. It will be very, very terrific. You see, because sometimes we have to remind ourselves. Otherwise, we will sink into flesh. Yeah, the tendency of sinking into the flesh. Listen, I'm telling you, forget about one day Jesus was with Peter. When Jesus was crucified, Peter said, I'll go a fishing. So the tendency of sinking into the flesh, forget about, oh, I am a pastor, oh, I am a bishop, oh, I am Archbishop One. It doesn't have any consideration for titles. You see, anybody, somebody say anybody. That is why every day, Bible said that let him that thinketh that he stand, take heed, lest he fall. Yeah, every day, Lord help me, oh Lord help me, Lord help me. Look at all these fine girls here. And you will not ask for help from the Lord. Yeah, you are a foolish boy. Praise the name of Jesus. You'll be there. And think that you have arrived. Think that you are on the sky. Every day, Lord help us. Lord help me. Lord help us. Lord help me. Lord help us. And God is helping. If you cry for help, the Lord will help you. If you don't cry for help, you'll be surprised what you will do. And yourself, you question yourself. Amen. Amen. So please ask for help. Because we must remain as wise virgins. Oh. Edda, me, I want to remain as a wise virgin. Oh. You see, the thing is that we must make it. We must make it. Bible said that the road is narrow. So if the road is narrow, you have to be careful. Oh. Amen. Amen. Uh-huh. So please, can you lift up your hand? Say, Lord, help me, to stay on course. Amen. Amen. That must be our prayer. Today, we are remembering the rapture that will happen very soon. One of these days. Amen. You are a young lady. See all the fine boys around. Always pray, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Don't think that you have arrived. Praise the name of Jesus. Am I preaching? Yes. Matthew 22:29. Look at what the Bible said. Matthew 22:29. Don't say that I have a husband, so I will not be tempted. You will be the one that will be tempted more. Don't say that I have a wife, I will not be tempted. Don't say that I'm a virgin. No man has seen my nakedness before. Okay. When was it? Listen, was it yesterday or the day before? So I was telling some young ladies. I said, yes, some young ladies. I said that in a church where we are youth like this, we have to be very careful. But recently, I visited a church. They were all old men and old women. I said, how would these people be tempted? Hallelujah. But we need to always encourage ourselves. And we are the people that God loves. Because we are the ones that he can use. You see? And we are the ones too that the enemy knows that God can use. So he will be coming after us. We have to be very careful. Maybe somebody's message is what I've just preached. Yeah. So we have to be very careful. Matthew 22:29. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures. So when you are bereft of the scriptures, you make a lot of unpardonable mistakes. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. So when you don't know the scriptures are not in you, the chances of the power of God not working through you is almost evident. And that is why, brothers and sisters, from the beginning of the month of September, I have been talking about power careers. Because, we've been talking about empowerment for the next level. And then we are now in the session of power careers, talking about how to contact or communicate with the powers that God has made available unto us. And I am on the prophetic voice. So last week, Sunday, I started talking about the prophetic voice. And then I said that the prophetic voice is also the voice of blessing. It is also the voice of God through his prophet or through his sons, through his called servant. Hallelujah. And then we said also that it is the voice of God through your sent and set man of God. It is so very important. I gave you scriptures in all that. What makes their voice a prophetic voice? In case you are not here on Sunday or you want to refresh your notes, I gave a few, 3 points or so. What makes their voices a prophetic voice? Because they have been sent by God, and therefore their words are backed by the sender. That is number one. You remember that? The reason why their voices are called the prophetic voice or the voice of blessing or the voice of God through a man is because God has sent them. And because of that, God is backing their words. Now look at the scripture like Mark chapter 16 and verse number 19 and 20. Mark 16 and verse number 19 and 20. He says that, so then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up in heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Verse number 20 says that, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. So if the Lord sent you, the Lord is working with you. Your sent man of God, the Lord is working with them. Now, why am I teaching this? Because it is one of the major things that the church cannot receive. Yeah. You see? The church can receive the scriptures. The church can receive many things. But when it comes to receiving their sent man, and it is not them, it is the enemy. The enemy knows it. Okay? So I'm trying to teach all these things so that we will understand. Because sometimes people come to the point of thinking that, oh, well, we are all the same. Listen. In Christ Jesus, watch me and listen to me. Don't forget this statement, Tayo. In Christ Jesus, we are all the same. But in grace, we are not the same. Write that statement down. In Christ Jesus, in Jesus Christ, we are all the same. When you are born again today, and somebody was born again 20 years ago, in Christ Jesus, there is neither Jew, there is neither Gentile, there is neither male, there is neither female, there is no small boy, there is no small girl, there is no adult, there is no elderly person. Once we are born again, in Christ Jesus, we are all equal. But we are not equal in grace.
graces are in degrees. We are not equal in graces. So God doesn't show partiality. But when he graces somebody, Paul in Philippians chapter 1 verse 7 said, you are all partakers of my grace. Hallelujah. So we are the same in Christ Jesus through redemption. Nobody is above in redemption than beneath in redemption. Like, oh, you have a greater salvation than me. No, salvation is the same for everybody. Amen. Salvation is, and nobody worked for salvation. Please note that nobody worked for salvation. It was a free gift of God that was given to us. But the grace that makes us reign, the grace that makes us reign, which we also work with, is in levels. And you can increase in grace. Hallelujah. That is why if God graces somebody, you got to know and be able to tap it. Yeah. So in Christ Jesus, we are the same. But in grace, we are not the same. Praise the name of Jesus. So God backs their words. Number two, I said that because they are a gift from God. And every gift from God carries solution. The second reason, or the second, what makes their voices a prophetic voice? What makes my pastor's voice, my first lady's voice, called a prophetic voice? Because number one, they have been sent from God. Therefore, God backs their words. Number two, because they are a gift from God to you, and every gift from God carries solution. Every gift from God carries a solution. Every gift from God carries a solution. John 4:10, Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God I was speaking to you, which I am. Jesus was referring to himself. Now in James chapter 1 and verse number 17, James 1 verse number 17, Bible says that, and every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. So if God sends you a servant or a set woman of God, understand that they are a gift for you, and every gift carries solution. Hallelujah. You must find out what is the solution that I need that is embedded in this gift. And then you pick it up. Hallelujah. All right. Number three. Why? What is in their voice? They are channels of access into the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, I spoke to you. I told you that the mysteries of the kingdom are called secret. They are called secret. Look at Psalm 20. I'm giving you some extra scriptures that as I was going through, the Lord gave me, which I didn't give last week. Now, look at Psalm 25 verse 14. How about Psalm 25 verse 14? The Bible says that the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. So the secret of the Lord is not with everybody. Marita, do you see that? It is with them that fear him. Okay? Now, one day, Jesus gave a parable about the seed and then the sower. And then he said, a sower went out to sow. He cast the seed. Some fell on the good soil. Some fell on rocky soil. Some fell on roadside. Some fell in thorns. When he finished, the disciples came to him and they said, Master, explain this to us. Now look at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 11. Matthew 13 and verse number 11. Men and women that God has sent to you are accesses to the mysteries of the kingdom. There are mysteries in the kingdom. Look at it. Jesus answered and said unto the disciples when they came to him and they said, Master, explain this to us. He said, because it is given unto you to know. So it's not everybody that it has been given unto to know the mysteries of the kingdom. He said, to you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it is not given. Please, you understand it. So a sent voice, prophetic voice over you, it's an access to the mysteries of the... Let me make a quick survey here. How many of you have understood some mysteries of the kingdom that before you didn't understand? Let me see. Dufie, what mystery have you understood? There are many. There are too many. You can't... Yes, you. Communion. Uh-huh. Titan. Before, you know that it is something that the church does, but you didn't understand it. Okay? And anything you do without understanding it, you will not benefit from it. Chances are that I can even destroy you. Praise the name of Jesus. So, sent and set men of God and women of God are accesses to the mysteries of the kingdom. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, and then, so now let's go to the next question that I'm asking. What is in their voices that makes it prophetic? Now, I also gave, I think, two on Sunday. That was where I ended, and I'll continue from there. Number one, I said that they carry an expiry. What is in their voices that makes it prophetic? An expiry date to the activities of the enemy is in their voices. 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse number 1. In 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse number 1, follow me, Christopher. Ben-Hadad of Syria had besieged Samaria. When you start reading from 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse number 24 all the way to the end, Ben-Hadad was a very dangerous and wicked king. He had besieged the land of Samaria. Nobody was going out. Nobody was coming in. To the point that there was intensive famine in their lives. And the Bible said that to the point that a woman caught her son and slaughtered the son, and then they ate the son. The following day, Chantel, bring Matthew and let us eat Matthew. Chantel said, no, not Matthew. We won't eat Matthew. Meanwhile, Chantel joined me to eat my son. There was trouble. I'm telling you, that is what is in the scripture. When you read 2 Kings chapter 6, and the king said unto her, what ailed you? And she answered and said, this woman said unto me, bring your son that we may. That is how hard and chaotic this is. And this is not a story. This is a reality. Something that happened. Bible said that we ate him and we will eat my son tomorrow. Give me verse number 29, woman of God. Look at 29. So we boiled my son. That is how difficult the situation was. Nobody was going out. Nobody was coming. Nothing was working. Everything was at a standstill. And then we boiled my son. Now bring your son that we may eat him. And she has hidden her son. He has hidden Matthew. Where is Matthew? Matthew cannot be found. Look at verse number 30. And it came to pass when the king heard it. So they were very chaotic. Nothing was working. And then in the next chapter, chapter 7, the continuation, chapter 7, verse 1, a sent and a set man of God came on the scene. And when he came, Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Nothing was working. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time. Somebody say tomorrow about this time. What is this? An expiration of the activity of Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, had taken over the land. But the prophetic voice said, tomorrow about this time. Now listen. The prophetic voice can put an expiry date on the activity, but you got to believe it for it to work for you. Tomorrow about this time, you'll be laughing. Amen. Do you believe it? Yes. Do you believe it? Next year by this time, you'll be celebrating. Amen. And we will join you to celebrate. Amen. Mark it. Amen. When the man of God said that, see, he came. But because of the situation, it had been there for so long a time. Nothing had been working for so long a time. LP Shana, all of a sudden, look, he said, a measure of wheat shall be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Next verse, the man, the agricultural minister, the man who knew the books, how things work, the man who had been in the system for long, said, if even God will open the windows of heaven. This is the first time we heard a human being referring and saying that there is windows in heaven. So he knew that there was windows in heaven, but he couldn't believe. He said, even if God will open the windows in heaven, can these things be? And the man of God said, because you did not believe, your eyes shall see it, but I shall not eat it. So they carry an expiration to the activities of the devil in our lives. But the expiration will only work not by their declaration, but when you receive it and you mix it with faith. Can I declare that a year by now, mark it, a year by now, you'll be celebrated. And we will celebrate with you. A year by now, your disposition will change. Any siege that is not making you advance in your walk with the Lord, a year by now, it will not be there again. The Egyptians you see today, you will not see them again. Send me a believing amen. Amen. You see, when the church understands some of these power careers, it makes things easy. Instead of going to pray and fast for 40 days and 40 nights, you just receive the word and then you are running with it. He said, tomorrow about this time, you don't need to go and then, now, are you now going to strategize how to go and fight Ben-Hadad? This Ben-Hadad that has besieged the land so much so that women are eating their children. Can you fight him? But a prophetic voice. You don't need 40 days of prayers and fasting. There are many things, you don't need many things. What you need is to know the right power career or the power key to tap into. It will work for you in Jesus' name. Please, can I tell you that you will not be put to shame? And you believe it? Then you will not be put to shame. Hallelujah. Number two, what is in their voices that makes it an or a prophetic voice? They carry sustainability and overflow. In fact, they carry prosperity. Write it for simplicity's sake. They carry prosperity. Believe it me. And I'm not saying it on my authority. I'm saying it on the authority of the scriptures. The voice of the prophetic voice carry prosperity. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20. So that God will let you and I believe it, he put his own and your man of God's own at the same place. What do I mean? Look at what he said. They rose up early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And then, as they were going forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Now look, he put God's own there, Ephia, and he put man's own there. He said, believe in the Lord your God. What will happen? You shall be established. And then, believe in, and what shall happen? Come on, and what, it's not, what shall happen? So prosperity is in the Lord, by wisdom has put it in the mouth of your sent and set man of God. I don't believe it. Well, it's up to you. I'm not teaching from Encyclopedia Britannica. I'm teaching from the scriptures. Bible said that you don't know the scriptures, so you err. Hallelujah. You will prosper. Amen. Prosperity means that anything that limits normal people and people at your level, you always break out of it. I say you will prosper in Jesus' name. You will go. Look at Johnny's testimony. Apply the mantle. He went there. They said, hey, we want to offer you this, that. If we can do that. Whilst he was there at the interview, they created a new portfolio for him. And they said, listen, we are not creating it for you for only your intern. When you finish school, the job is yours. The Lord will honor you. Praise the name of Jesus. They carry prosperity. Now, second, look at that. He said, now, jump to verse number 24. When they said, believe in the prophets and you shall prosper. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude. And behold, they were all dead. This was also an army that had come against him. Ammon, the Ammonites, and then the people of Syria. They had come against Jehoshaphat. One young boy. He couldn't fight them. And then the prophet said, stand still. The Lord will fight this battle for you. They were afraid. They went and spread it before the Lord. They were so terrified. And then the man of God said, sayeth the Lord. Believe in the Lord. You shall be established. Believe also in the prophet. You shall prosper. They said, we believe. What must we do? The man of God said, set the praise singers ahead of the army. Hey, man of God, we are going for battle. You have never fought. You are a Levite. He said, don't worry about strategy. Just believe the word. Believe in God. You shall be established. Believe also in me. You shall prosper. He said, okay, we will do it. They did it. By the time they got there, God had rained. When you continue reading, God rained. Prince, God rained stones. Stones. Huh? In Ghana, where I come from, they call it kunkumabo. Conglomerate. Huh? The Lord dropped them from heaven. Cow. Killed all the army. When Judah came toward the watchtower, Dora, in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude that they were afraid of. And behold, they were all dead bodies falling to the earth. And somebody say, and none did escape. Nothing of the enemy against you will escape the judgment of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Anything that the enemy has prepared for your marriage, prepared for your life, prepared for your children, prepared for your ministry, prepared for your calling, from today, may the judgment of the Lord come against it. Amen. Nothing shall escape. They say you will not finish that school. They say you will not marry. They say you will not give birth. They say you will not enjoy the blessings of God. I came with a different voice. As a sent man of God, you will prosper in this land. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in your father's house you prosper. In your mother's house you prosper. On the land of America you prosper. In Africa you prosper. In Asia you prosper. You will do well in Jesus' name. Everybody that comes around you will know that the Lord has blessed you. You will prosper in the fruit of the womb. You will prosper in your marriage. You will prosper in academics. Anything you put forth your hand to, if I be a man of God, you will prosper in it. I speak under the authority of the Holy Ghost. Receive it in Jesus' name. Sit down for 25 seconds. 2 Kings chapter 4. When you read from verse number 8 to 17, write a scripture down. Got my time. And it fell on a day. You all know the story of the Shunammite woman. Very great woman, but she was impoverished, or she was poor when it came to the fruit of the womb. Hey! The Bible said that they honored the prophet of God. And do fear, when they honored the prophet of God, the prophet said, what can I do for her? Shall I talk to the king for you? The woman said, I don't need it because I live amongst my people and I'm a great woman. Then the prophet said, what can be done for it? And then Gehazi, brother Gehazi came, apprentice prophet, the son of the prophet. He said, the woman doesn't have a child. He said, call the woman for me. The woman came. As the woman was coming in, the woman got to the door. The prophet said, a year by this time, you'll be carrying your own child. Now, by this time, the woman had, she was a wealthy woman. She had gone to India. They had checked there. She had gone to America. They had checked there. She had employed the best physicians. They had checked there. She had done everything. They had checked everything. They said, Beth, not in this world unless you come again. The prophet saw her coming in. He said, call the woman for me. Gehazi said, the man of God is called. The moment she got to the door, look at that. And he said, call her. And when he called her, she stood in the door. Look at verse number 16. And he said, about this season, according to the tie of life, you shall embrace a son. And she said, my Lord, don't lie to me. I know that you are anointed, but this one that you are saying, is it possible? Look at the next verse, And the woman conceived. Somebody say the woman conceived. How did the woman conceive? By the breaking of that barrier, by the prophetic word, that is prosperity. When a barrier that limits you is broken, a barrier that limits your bloodline, a barrier that limits the color of your skin, a barrier that limits the level of your education, a barrier that limits your accent, a barrier that limits your gender, when that limit is broken, you have prospered. And I came with a prophetic word. Anything that limits you, let it be broken in Jesus' name. You will receive speed and you will run with speed. Listen, what the Lord is telling me, what people have used 7 years to get, God will give it to you in 7 weeks. It may not be for everybody. 7 weeks. 7 weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Less than 2 months. What people have used 7 years to gather, the Lord will give you in 7 weeks. Receive it in Jesus' name. Because I came with a prophetic voice to bring prosperity. And Bible said that the woman conceived. Number three. This one, now I'm starting from today's message. Number three. What is in their voices? Number three. So when they speak, you should be looking for these things. Number three. They carry freedom and escape. In times of siege, freedom and escape in times of siege. First Kings chapter 17. When you read 8 to 16. But we will start from 8 and jump to 13 to 16. And the woman conceived. 17. First Kings chapter 17. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying. And this one too, you know. Look at verse number 9. He said, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which is in Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. The next verse. Now jump to verse number 13 to 16. Now, look at that. And Elijah said unto her, when he met the woman, Elijah said unto her, the woman said, I have a little food. I'm going to eat it and die. This is the siege. It is death. No going out. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. Hey, man of God, what do you mean by you fear not? Meanwhile, when you were coming, you even came empty hands. If when you were coming, you came with substance to give me, and you said, fear not, Johnny, I will believe it. But here you are, Desiree. You came without nothing to even ask me what to eat. My own that I'm eating, you say I should share with you. Now you are telling me to fear not. Is it not paradoxical? Is it not ironical? Is it not or whatever? Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Look at that. But he said, fear not. Go, do as you have said. But make me therefore a little cake first. Hey, man of God. And bring it to me. And then he said, afterwards, make for yourself and for your son. Man of God, you are wicked. At least tell me that go and make for your son. When your son finished, then bring me before you eat. But this one, he said that, bring me first before you make for you yourself and your son. You are a wicked man. But ladies and gentlemen, she didn't know that it was the voice of freedom and escape from hunger. Everything that you have done for the Lord, can I prophesy? From today, it will be a memorial before the Lord. Amen. Listen, watch me. Say now, there are times that our prayers can't matter. There are times that our request to heaven will not hold water. But in those times, it is the monument that we have. How did, in the book of Acts chapter 10, how did Cornelius receive salvation? Bible said that it wasn't at the time that he was praying. Bible said that your prayers and your arms, the things that you have done before, it has become a memorial. Ladies and gentlemen, anything that you have done for the Lord in the service of the kingdom of the Lord, from today, may it become a memorial before the Lord for you. When heaven sit down to communicate, may it pop up. Bible said that on a certain day, the king couldn't sleep in Esther chapter 6. He said, bring me the books that I may look into and do some good. And Bible said that as the king was looking through, he saw something that Mordecai has done. There is something that you have done. There is something that you have done. I said there is something that you have done. And God will remember it in the day of your trouble. In the day of your calamity, God will remember it. The Lord will secure you. When you are one step away from shame, the Lord will remember that sacrifice. That sacrifice will speak for you. The Bible said that he will not leave his Holy One to see corruption. You will not see it in Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. And say, I believe it. Hallelujah. Look at that. They carry freedom and escape in times of siege. That is why when you are besieged by so many things and there is no freedom, call. Don't say that, well, we have all been praying. We have all. So one guy like that. Hallelujah. I'm praying for him. Praise the name of Jesus. Number four. And number four is very important to me. Why? What is in their voices? Accountability over our souls. Please write it. Accountability over our souls. Brothers and sisters, that is why a pastor's judgment is not like yours. Because, elder, you will give account on your own, but I'll give account on me and on you. Yeah. why, you see, it is not an elevation that somebody say, you are my spiritual father. It's a responsibility. So do you know what Paul told Timothy? He said, lay not hands suddenly on everybody. It means that don't let everybody come under your covering. Because it is a responsibility. Do you know the battles that I will fight if you, I am your spiritual father? Here. So it is not just a title, an elevation. A spiritual father, do they pay me to be a spiritual father? It is a responsibility. The moment somebody is under your covering, the moment the Lord brings somebody through this door and the person says that I am in this ministry, there is a covering, there is a responsibility. Now, your battles become my battles. And now, the enemy doesn't only come after you. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's important the church understands this. The enemy that is coming after you now comes after you and comes after me. Because I am the channel and the covering through which, give me some bottle. Now, okay. Now, bring me that one too. Can I pour this one somewhere? Give me something to pour this one in. Now, be very quick. Thank you. Because my time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Look at what the Lord is showing me now. Now, get me another empty bottle like this. Now, watch this. Brothers and sisters, don't forget this. Be very quick. Give me another. Edda, get me another one. Yeah, drink it. Drink it all. God bless you. Now, because my time. That's why I'm rushing you. Now, okay, I have one here. God bless you. But as you have drank it, the Lord bless you. Please bring me that one too. I'll use it for second step. Because the Lord just showed me. Now, where is the covering of this one? It fell somewhere here. Or give me one cover. Uh-huh. Now, look at me. Now, watch this. Watch this. Are you watching me? Watch me. What is this? An empty bottle. What is this? An empty bottle. What is this? A filled bottle. Now, this is empty but covered, right? This is empty and not covered. Now, watch me very well. You see the way I crushed it? Why did I crush it? It has no cover. And number two, because it is empty. Do you see that? The same, even more strength I'm applying to this. It is not crushing. You see that this one, to the same strength I'm applying to it. Even though it is empty, it is not crashing. Now, what is the difference between this empty bottle and this empty bottle? The covering. When you don't have a spiritual covering, listen, two things that will cause you to crash in life. Number one, when you are empty, and number two, when you don't have a covering. Yeah. Listen, as for the pressures of life, they will come. And they will come from every angle. What will make you stand is what is in you. And number two, your covering. Sometimes there are people who are empty. But because of a covering over them, you see them excelling. And you go like, but this guy, I'm even more spiritual than him. Because he understands spiritual covering. So even though pressure is coming against him, financial pressure, marital pressure, health pressure. You see the pressure I'm applying to this. It is still not crashing. Because it is empty though, but it has a covering. But when you are full and covered, that one, as for that one, forget it. The enemy is only joking. You are covered. And I pray for somebody under the inspiration of my voice. When the pressures of life come against you, the Lord will sustain you. I said, the Lord will sustain you. The Lord will sustain you. The God that called me will sustain you. The God that placed you in this ministry will sustain you. The God that called me will sustain you. Receive speed. What you want to do, receive speed. I said, receive speed. The Lord said, release favor. I release favor. Favor, favor, favor. Favor. There's going to be a mass change of seats. many seats are going to be changed. It means there is coming promotion. It means there is coming newness. Receive it in Jesus' name. Sit down for 12 seconds. They carry accountability. Help me, Howard. Give me Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 17. One day, one of my daughters, for a very long time, I wasn't hearing from her. We all call her, we won't get her. I said, how I call her, we won't get her. I said, this one call her, we won't get her. And I was praying, and the Lord gave me a vision. And I saw that she was pregnant, and she was running, and she was bleeding. And then I saw her, and I was angry, and I was turning to go. And she said, Papa, please help me. Papa, please help me. How I remember? Yeah. Papa, please help me. And then I called Howard. I said, this lady is pregnant. This and that is going to happen. But I'm praying for her. Exactly so. Ask LB Howard. Exactly what I saw happen. Listen, look at the scripture. He said, obey them that have rule over you. And he was talking about your spiritual leaders. Please don't fight them. They are human beings. They may offend you. Don't fight them. Because you have no idea the covering, what they take. Now, I saw a certain picture. Now, the picture was, those of you from America, you will know. But those of us from somewhere, we will know. Amen. I saw a mother hen, okay? A mother hen that was burnt to ashes. But the chicks were alive. It was a picture. And what happened? There was fire coming. And the mother said, no, for my kids to die, I got to take this fire. So she covered them. And in the process of covering them, she died. But the kids were alive. Sometimes your covering takes certain blows that should have killed you. They take it. But they didn't die because the Lord, you see, when somebody is called by the Lord, you can't kill the person. It is a special grace that the Lord places upon the person to be a covering. It is not because the person is too prayerful or too holy or too sanctimonious, but the Lord intentionally put some grace upon him to be a covering. One day the Lord said, I'm going to annihilate all Israel. And Moses, I will raise up a nation from you. Moses said, Lord, if you would destroy them, then blot my name out of the book of life. You can search for it for me. He said, Lord, if you will not forgive them and you want to destroy them, then blot my name out of the book of life. And the Lord said, I will not blot your name out of the book of life because of you, I forgive them. They are a covering. Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves. Look at that. For they watch for your... Oh, you don't like this scripture? Ophelia, do you like it? Then let's read it together. For they watch for your souls so that they may give account, that they may do it with. One day the Lord spoke to me from this scripture. The Lord said, it doesn't matter what anybody I bring under you does. Even if they turn against you, don't be angry at them. Love them. I said, Lord, why? He said, because the day you disdain or the day you leave that, the covering is lifted. That is why I always say that nobody can offend me. Not that you will not. If you do, I refuse to be offended because the Lord spoke to me concerning it. Look at that. Uh-huh. Look, God bless you. Exodus 32:32. What Moses said, Lord, forgive them. He said, yet now, if you will not forgive their sin, hey, a man, and if you will not, God, then blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written. Continue reading. LP, look at verse 33. Let's keep on reading. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever have sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Let's continue, verse 34. Hey, therefore now go, lead the people unto the place which I have spoken unto you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. Now, and the Lord plagued the people because they made a calf. But it was by the intervention of Moses that the land was not destroyed. Now, give me the Hebrews. Give me the Hebrews. You see? He said that they may give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. Not with grief. This is a power carrier. He said, not with grief, for that will be unprofitable for you. Amen. You will be blessed. Listen, from the very bottom of my heart, I declare, may the Lord bless you. And may the Lord favor you. True from my heart, may the Lord elevate you. Wherever you find yourself, may the Lord make you the head and not the tail. Praise the name of Jesus. Above and not beneath. Say, I receive it. God bless you. Take your seat. So, with all this that are in their voices, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, receive them. So, Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 40 to 42. When you read Matthew 10, Malik, from verse number 40 to 42, he said, he that receives you receives me. He that receives me receives him that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, verse 41, shall receive a prophet's reward. So the key here is that receive them. What does it mean to receive them? Four quick points. I'll give two and I'll continue with the next two in the second service. Now, to receive them means receive their person and their office. Number one, it means receive their person and their office. How do we receive them? Receive their person and their office. In Mark chapter 6, verse 1 to 6, Jesus went into his hometown. They couldn't receive his person. They couldn't receive his office. He couldn't do anything. Jacqueline, he couldn't do anything. Jesus, the man of God, the son of man, he entered into his own hometown. And Bible says, and there, he could do no miracle because they couldn't receive him. Receive him and his office. Hallelujah. And he went forth, then came into his own country, and they could not receive him. Don't say that I am older than him. You may be older than him. It doesn't change anything. Do you know that in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 21, the king of Israel called Elisha, his father. Look at that. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 21. He was far, far older than him. 2 Kings chapter 6. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw him, he said, my father. He was the king of the nation. But he understood that a covering must be received as such. So he didn't receive him as his classmate. He didn't receive him as a member of the nation, as a citizen. So are you saying that every one of us should see you as our father? No, that is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that receive the person in his office and receive his person. You see, receive his person. Don't let his person offend you. And this short man, you are calling him an elder. Hey, it is not height, oh. He is not an elder by height. He is an elder by unction that has been poured upon him from heaven. You understand what I'm saying? And that is why I say, don't say that, this guy, today he's a pastor. He was my boyfriend, oh, the way he is bad. Hallelujah. Bible says, wherefore know we no man after the flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 16. Wherefore know we no man after the flesh? When the next COPA goes through, we will raise ministers. Men and women of God. Don't say that, hey, they just came yesterday. It is not by how long. It is by ordination from heaven. The Lord said, there is nobody in this house that I didn't appoint. I intentionally called men to come and then anoint them. Not that I couldn't anoint them. Because I am the one that must select you to work with me for the mandate. So everybody that has been appointed, don't look down on them. Don't look down on anybody. Don't look down on anybody. How can we even, I know more Bible verses than her. It doesn't change anything. You see, it is a calling. When the oil comes upon their life, because they are together with me as Aaron and her that are lifting up my hands. God, the way people work here. Hallelujah. Never disdain anyone. Wherefore, henceforth, know ye no one after the flesh. Praise the name of Jesus. So receive their persons and their office. Bible said that blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Psalm 118 verse 26. So if Bible, Psalm 118 and verse number 26. Bible said blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. So Afolabi is coming in the name of the Lord. Bible said that blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. If you receive the person that is blessed, what will happen to you? You'll be blessed. So if you see them coming in the name of the Lord, honor them. Don't just receive their persons here. It is only in the church that you can be an elder or you can be a pastor. They call you LP. It is entering into your head. Let me meet you outside. You see. No. Honor them outside. Praise the name of Jesus. Because the oil is not limited to the confines of the church building. It is a spiritual honor that goes with them. Sometime I call some people. I say, Elder, sort this one out. I say, LP, sort this one out and give account to mommy. I say, you do this, do that, do that. And they do it and it works. Because the honor is working in them. Hallelujah. The Lord will honor you. Let me add the last one to it. And then we will continue the rest. The last one, the second one is protect them. Protect them. It is very, very important how to receive the prophetic voice. Number one, receive their persons and their office. Number two, protect them. The enemy sets them up to do that so that they can be destroyed. There are some people, look at, help you out. Give me Matthew chapter 23. When you read from verse number 31 to 39, Jesus said, you are those that kill your prophet. Hey, wherefore? You be witnesses unto yourself that you are the children of them which killed the prophets. 32. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. It means that come and do the same thing that your fathers were doing. So there are people who kill their men of God. They are sent men of God. Yeah. There are people who will backbite against them. You must cover them. You must protect them. Amen. You don't like this one. Protect them because they are for a benefit for you. Listen, Bible says that smite the shepherd and the sheep will. Smite the shepherd and the sheep will. Yeah. So if the shepherd is protected, the sheep will be protected. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Is it not powerful? How can you escape the damnation of hell? Help me, let's hold it, because if we continue reading, we'll be reading about hell. Please listen. let me say this in conclusion. When we destroy the prophetic voice, when we don't protect them, please listen, heaven will call them. When heaven gives you a prophetic voice and you don't protect it because of the investment heaven has made in it, either heaven will recall them and redeploy them or heaven will call them home. Yeah. And when a man of God is called home, it is advantageous and celebration to him. Not to the body, but it is a cost and it is a major loss to the kingdom of God. There are some men of God, when they pass on, I cried. I'm not their church member, but the work they were doing, who is going to do it again? Man of God last year died. Prophet T.B. Joshua, I wept in my room. Look at the work this guy was doing. Who is going to do it again? Who is going to do it again? But when you go to Nigeria, they were fighting him. Almost many men of God, except those who knew the scriptures, were fighting him. He's not from God. Were you there when God was calling him? He's not from God. He is this. He is that. Look at the work he was doing. But many of the people, you see, brothers and sisters, that is why when you see people castigating against men of God, don't join them. Don't join them. Don't be part of those that kill their prophet. Jesus said unto them, all you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Protect them. Cover their backs. In Genesis chapter 9, one of the scriptures that I'm afraid most, I'll expatiate during second service. Pastor Charles, where Ham, Shem, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah, one of them saw his father, I think Ham, saw his father's nakedness and started laughing. Have you seen what I've saw? Go and see the man of God. Hey! We can't trust men of God, though. They are dangerous. We are not drinking. Go and see the man. Meanwhile, Bible says that it was out of this man that they were preserved. And then Shem and then the other one. What is the other one's name? Japheth, eh? Uh-huh. Bible say that. Then they took cloths. Can I borrow this cloth? Come. They took, sir, come. Come and stand here. And face us. Assuming this is our father. And he's naked. One came and saw. And then come and say. Have you seen what I've seen? And came to announce it. The man of God has done this. Da, 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 da. These people, they are very proud. They are this. Da, 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 da. And then the two, they said, hey, you saw this thing and you are publishing it in the streets of Ashkelon for the uncircumcised Philistine daughters to hear and laugh. They took a cloth like this. And Bible said that we won't even see. Don't tell me about the nakedness of my man of God. Don't tell me he's a man. Forgive, whatever. So they carry the cloth. Let's go. They carry the cloth. They carry the cloth. Don't watch. If you watch, something will pierce your eye. And then they covered. Master, cover the thing well. They covered his nakedness like this. Protect them means cover them. Cover their backs. Hallelujah. Yeah. There are some people, they go to churches, they are looking. Why is it that after service, Edda was talking to LP Shana for 5 minutes? Something, I have to inspect. So now they set a glazing eye on the two of you. That is their mission in the church. So whilst we are being groomed to go to heaven, they are being groomed by the devil to find your mission. Hey! I said it. You people will not believe me. I said it. What did you say? I knew it. The one that even surprises me is when they say, I knew it. So you, your assignment in the church was to know the mistakes. Hallelujah. Somebody say, protect them. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Close your eyes. Say, Lord, help me to receive my prophetic voice from my set man of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please lift up your offering unto the Lord. Give a clap unto the Lord. Lift up an offering unto the Lord. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of giving. Receive our offering in Jesus' blessed and mighty name. Amen. Please give it with joy quickly. Give it with joy quickly. God bless you all. God bless you. And let's be on the move for. Please remember that October the 16th will be our pastor's appreciation, and in the evening we'll have a mega dinner. Yeah. Our last Sunday, you preached a very powerful message. I think next pastor's appreciation, you will preach. It was a powerful message. My goodness. Now, the whole month of October, we will be going out. Every Sunday when we come, I'll preach briefly, and then we'll go out for soul winning with our flyers like we always do. And then Wednesdays in the month of October will be Q&A. So if you have questions, so far I think I've received only about one or two questions. Don't come and surprise me. Please bring your questions now. Amen. Now, because we'll be going out in the month of October, we need to pray ahead. So please, this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, let's fast for the souls. Okay? Somebody prayed and fasted for you before you became born again. Let's do the same for others. Can we be on our feet? The Lord bless you. If you are leaving after first service, let me see your hand up. God bless you. Please give them their communion. Father, we bless the communion in the blessed and mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Give it to them. It will work effectively. Let's share the grace of God together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord
forever and ever. Amen. With long life, full of prosperity, and sound health, shall you satisfy me and my household all the days of our lives. Amen. God